This is a meeting of the Utah State Tax Commission. It's 11 o'clock on Thursday, September 13, 2018. This meeting is being held in the Commission Hearing Room, Room 1025, and at 210 North, 1950 West, Salt Lake City, Utah. Participating this morning are the full Commission, John L. Valentine, Commission Chair, Michael J. Cragen, Commissioner, Robert P. Pirro, Commissioner, Rebecca L. Rockwell, Commissioner. Also with us is Scott Smith, Interim Executive Director. First item on the agenda this morning is public comment period for individuals who would like to address the Commission for up to 3 minutes on matters not related to a pending or reasonably imminent appeal to the Tax Commission. Do I have anyone who wishes to address the Commission under this item? Seeing none, I'll go to the next item on the agenda. Next item on the agenda is consider approving special Commission meeting minutes of September 10th, 2018, and I recognize Commissioner Pirro.
Thank you. I move to approve the special commission meeting minutes of September 10th, 2018.
Thank you. Motion's in order. Debate on the motion. Seeing none, I'll place the motion. Those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Well, it passes unanimously. The minutes are approved. Next item on the agenda is approved submission of proposed rule amendments to the Office of Administrative Rules for publication in the Utah Register. You have three proposed rules on this matter, and so we'll recognize Commissioner Rockwell for presentations on these rules.
Thank you. The following proposed rule amendments are for the Commission to consider and submit for publication to the Office of Administrative Rules. The rules will be published in the Utah Bulletin on October 1st, 2018, and the public comment period will end on October 31st, 2018. The first is Rule R865-19S-32, Leases and Rentals. The proposed amendment eliminates language requiring all amounts received or charged in connection with the lease or rental of tangible personal property to be included in the computation of sales and use tax on the transactions. The statutory definition of purchase price or sales price in Section 5912.102 provides definitive guidance.
Thank you, Commissioner. Any questions of Commissioner Rockwell on this presentation? I see none.
I move to submit the proposed rule amendment R865-19S-32, Leases and Rentals, to the Office of Administrative Rules.
Thank you. You've heard the motion. Debate on the motion. Seeing none, I'll place the motion. Those in favor of the motion say aye.
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 Any opposed? Well, it passes unanimously. This one will be referred for publication. Next one, Commissioner Rockwell.
The next is Rule R865-9I-2, Determination of Utah Resident Individual Status. The proposed amendment eliminates special residency language applying only to military service persons that is already governed under federal law.
Thank you. Any questions of Commissioner Rockwell on this one? Seeing none, I recognize Commissioner Rockwell for a motion.
I move to submit the proposed rule amendment, Rule R865-9I-2, Determination of Utah Resident Individual Status, to the Office of Administrative Rules.
Thank you. Heard the motion? Seeing no debate on the motion, I'll place the motion. Those in favor of the motion say aye.
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 Any opposed? Will pass unanimously. This one will also be referred to the Office of Administrative Rules for publication. Commissioner Rockwell for the final one.
Yes, the final rule is R884-24P-33, 2019 Personal Property Valuation Guides and Schedules. Section 592107 authorizes the State Tax Commission to make rules that define classes of items considered to be personal property and provide valuation percent good schedules to value locally assessed personal property. County assessors must use the percent good schedules as contained in this rule. Any deviation which affects an entire class or type of personal property requires a written report documenting the schedule change to be submitted to the Tax Commission for approval prior to use.
Thank you for the explanation. Any questions on this proposed rule? Seeing none, Commissioner Rockwell for a motion.
I move to submit the proposed rule amendment, Rule R884-24P-33, 2019 Personal Property Valuation Guides and Schedules to the Office of Administrative Rules.
Okay, motion's in order. Any debate on the motion? Seeing no debate, I'll place the motion. Those in favor of the motion say aye.
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 Any opposed? Well, that passes unanimously. It also will be referred to the Office of Administrative Rules.
Oh, Denny, do you want to say something?
You can come up to this microphone here. Just make sure it's on. The motion did pass, and so if it's going to change the result of that, we have to reconsider our action. But go ahead.
It is not.
Okay.
This is simply a statement and a request from the division to the commission. Over the last year or so, the property tax division has been examining the 50% obsolescence given for certain pollution control equipment in Rule 33. The obsolescence adjustment was first given as a temporary surrogate to address uniformity issues related to the implementation of EPA, Environmental Protection Agency, standards. The refineries had staggered compliance schedules, and the 50% obsolescence on the pollution control equipment was given to address that difference in the staged implementation. The refineries are now all on equal footing, and the reason for the obsolescence adjustment is no longer reasonable or justifiable. I would like to make a few points related to this and then make a request to the commission. We do not believe that the adjustment is currently justifiable. The adjustment does not allow us to get to market value, in our opinion, for pollution control equipment of refineries. And as it now stands, the adjustment is essentially an exemption not authorized by statute. The request is, because of the amount of time that this adjustment has been in place, I respectfully ask the commission to approach the legislature and seek their involvement to achieve a legal and workable resolution of this market value adjustment that we believe is no longer justified.
Thank you. You're right. That does not affect the outcome of the last motion. That motion did pass and be referred. This is additional information that we need to consider for possible legislation this next session. I appreciate the division bringing that up to our attention. Anybody have questions on this?
No, I just have a comment. I think that we ought to bring this issue to the legislature next year as part of our legislative package, that when we are asked by legislative staff to submit items for long-term planning, that we should include this item as part of our long-term planning.
There was once a pretty good justification for it because of the disparity between the various different refineries and where they were at in the process of establishing pollution control equipment. That disparity no longer exists, and hence now, as observed by the division, it may be an exemption that's not authorized by statute.
Yes, agreed. And that being said, I think that ultimately, even though it's been included in rule in the past, that it is a policy decision for the legislature, and it would be wise for the legislature to receive input from the counties as well as industry in making that decision, and it would be best accomplished by a change in statute rather than by rule.
I agree. Any other comments on this additional input from our division? I see none. Go on to the next item of the agenda. Again, expressing thanks to the Property Tax Division. Commissioner reports. Anything from the commissioners? Commissioner Cragen.
Thank you. Just acknowledge that yesterday the Utah State Bar sent out an announcement of our colleague's retirement. Commissioner Pirro will be retiring on October 31st, and as required by statute, the bar is compiling a list of qualified people who may be interested in being considered for the position so that that can be presented to the governor. We anticipate we'll receive that from them week from tomorrow.
Well, we also should indicate that both the appraisal associations, the appraiser association and the assessors group, as well as the UICPA, also received a similar notification from the commission of the pending retirement of Commissioner Perro and the need to make that replacement. So thank you. And those are notifications required by statute before the governor can make an appointment, and he can consider people on those lists or people who are not even on those lists. The statute provides that the governor can choose, but it does have a time to have those submissions from interested parties on those particular four groups. Any other questions, any other comments from the commissioners? Thank you, Commissioner Cragen, for that. I'll now turn to the interim executive director if there's anything to report to the commission.
I don't have anything.
Okay, good.
In that case, I want to add one more thing.
Okay, go ahead, Commissioner
Cragen. Just to say we appreciate the Property Tax Division organizing the annual employee appreciation breakfast, and that I had a great time visiting with everybody this morning and slinging some hash.
Processing division.
What did I say?
Property.
I'm sorry, I meant to say processing.
Thank you.
Anyway, thanks for the hash browns.
He just thought he was in charge because he was cooking the hash browns.
Is that it? I was thinking processing. I don't know why property came out.
Yeah, that's JD's group. Okay, with that, Commissioner Cragen, you have a motion?
Move that we adjourn.
Thank you. Motion to adjourn. Those in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Rule passes unanimously. We're adjourned.